Hi there. The word for today is, Lord, what should I do? In Philippians 2, verse 13, Paul writes, God is working in you. Another way in which God will lead you is through the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit. Think about it. As a parent, you wouldn't allow your children to get into trouble if you could stop them. Neither would God. Paul writes, for God is working in you. Listen to it. Giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases Him. Did you hear that? God will give you a desire to do His will plus the power to carry it out. You ask, but how can I know God's voice? Answer, through time, through testing, through experience, and most of all, through intimacy with Him. When a loved one calls you on the phone, you don't have to say, hello. They don't have to say, rather, hello, this is your husband or wife calling. You know their voice. And learning to recognize the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit is crucial, because much of the time, you won't be able to figure it out. Proverbs 20, verse 24 in the New Living Translation, the Lord directs our steps. Listen to it. So why try to understand everything along the way? When all is said and done, you're going to say, honestly, I didn't figure this thing out. It must have been God. The longer you walk with God, the less you'll know about why He leads as He does. But you'll know with assurance that He does lead you. Knowing that is what'll draw you back to Him time and time again to seek His guidance. In Jude verse 3, the apostle writes, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith. Those words, I felt I had to, are nothing less than the inner promptings of the Holy Spirit. And that's what God will do for you too. Okay? That's the word for you today.